You have been busy shopping, and we've got news about how much you're spending. It's the business news headlines for Monday, Cyber Monday, the 27th day of November. Thanks for being with us. In other business news, record air travel over the Thanksgiving weekend, but there were a few problems. Some new reporting on returning to the office versus work from home. The post office is raising rates on package delivery, and we'll share those details. New laws mean you can pay for stuff with cash. Yeah, it's kind of a thing. We've got the Wall Street Report, and people are not very happy at work. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome back, everybody. Hope that you had a great Thanksgiving holiday weekend. If you want to find us on Twitter, or now known as X, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Also, over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. And Facebook, yeah, we're there as well. Insight on Business, the News Hour. Well, you did it again. Consumers spent big on Black Friday. According to Adobe Analytics, shoppers spent a record $9.8 billion online Friday, making a 7.5% jump from last year. Meanwhile, Salesforce, which also tracks online shopping, estimated that Black Friday online sales totaled $16.4 billion in the U.S. and $70.9 billion around the world. And then MasterCard Spending Pulse, which tracks in-person and online spending across all payment forms, reported that overall Black Friday sales, excluding automotive, rose 2.5% from a year ago. It's a smaller number, but still a notable jump compared to 2022's double-digit growth. And today is Cyber Monday. That was a term coined back in 2005 by the National Retail Federation. And it continues to be the biggest online shopping day of the year, thanks to the deals and the hype the industry has created to fuel it. Adobe Analytics, which tracks online shopping, expects consumers to spend between $12 and $12.4 billion, making it the biggest online shopping day of all time. Economists had been predicting that shoppers would be more stingy this holiday season, but that is proving to be false. And the economy, by the way, thanks you. The Transportation Administration says that a record number of travelers passed through airports during the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. The AP is reporting that the TSA said it screened just over 2.9 million passengers on Sunday. That surpassed the previous record of 2.8 million set on June 30th. And that was 10% more than the Sunday after Thanksgiving last year. Travel was relatively smooth despite the crowds. On Sunday, just 55 flights into or out of the U.S. were canceled. That's according to FlightAware, a tracking service. Nearly 8,000 flights, however, were delayed, including several hundred that were impacted by snow in Denver and in Chicago. Airlines were very eager to avoid the meltdowns that marred travel last December when severe winter storms knocked out thousands of flights and left millions of passengers stranded. A new poll released by the University of Chicago tells us that retaining employees who don't want to work in person is an issue for companies, but relatively few employers, like 13%, have introduced new incentives that would make employees more satisfied with working at the office. Get this, about 3 in 4 human resource representatives say that retaining employees who don't want to work in the office is a problem, including 19% who call it a major problem, and another 54% of HR representatives call it a minor problem. And only about 1/3 of HR professionals say employees at their workplace were extremely or very happy about returning to the workplace. Employees learned that working from home was not only less expensive, but it offered a better work-life balance, And once they realize the benefits, they simply don't want to go back. So what would it take to get employees back into the office? Well, the biggest request is more pay, so they can afford the eating out, commuting costs, parking, not to mention the time that it takes to drive in and out of the city. However, just 4% of HR representatives whose companies have introduced new policies to get employees back to the office say that higher compensation is among them. Traders returned from the Thanksgiving holiday and abbreviated Friday session to find markets continuing to cling to the view that a soft landing or a scenario of falling inflation with no recession or big upturn in unemployment is about to come true. 2-, 10-, and 30-year Treasury yields posted their biggest one-day declines in almost 2 weeks. Meanwhile, U.S. stocks finished lower with the Dow Jones Industrial Average and S&P 500 pulling away from Friday's closing levels, which were, by the way, the highest since August. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Speaking of numbers, the Post Office will be raising rates on package delivery soon. The USPS said prices are going up just over 5% for Ground Advantage, Priority Mail, and Priority Mail Express starting on January 21. The cost of forever stamps may also increase from 66 to 68 cents. Prices for post office box rentals, international mail, and special services may be adjusted as well. Those changes would need to be approved by the Postal Regulatory Commission. You know, back in the day, if you had cash, you could pay for stuff. Then more and more businesses started to accept only plastic, even though that costs the business and the consumer more because of processing fees. Well, now new laws are taking effect that tell businesses they must accept cash. The latest city to do so is Washington, D.C. U.S. News and World Report is reporting that the law represents a growing backlash by cities across the country against businesses that want to accept non-cash payments only. Philadelphia and New York City have similar rules in place, and Los Angeles is considering a similar measure. Advocates of such bans claim that cashless businesses discriminate against unbanked and underbanked consumers, which tend to be low-income and minority populations. On the other hand, retailers who want to go cashless see the move as a way to increase efficiency and lower costs. They say that eliminating cash is a crime prevention tactic and that it speeds up transactions and streamlines record keeping. Meanwhile, consumers continue to move away from cash as their preferred method of payment. The shift accelerated during the pandemic, with fewer than 20% of all payments now involving cash, according to Federal Reserve data. Who would have thought 10 years ago that this would even be an issue? Wall Street closed lower on the day, with the Dow falling by 56 points to settle at 35,333. The NASDAQ lost just 9 points to close at 14,241, and the S&P 500 fell by nearly 9 points as well to close at 4550. The markets just seemed to lose direction after the shortened Thanksgiving break. West Texas Intermediate crude also went down again, off by 49 cents at news time to $75.05 a barrel. And we are now seeing unleaded gas here in central Iowa going for $2.63 a gallon. The 10-year T-bill was down on the day at 4.388% at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is about how unhappy people are becoming when it comes to their job. The New York Times is reporting that while it's said that money can't buy happiness, and apparently neither can a solid job. Along with wages, paid time off, and flexibility, worker dissatisfaction is climbing and saying that discontent in the labor force is as high as it was during the peak of the pandemic. So why are we so bummed? While the obvious culprit is inflation, and that can play a role, the unhappiness, however, is part of a rethinking of work life that began back in 2020, says the Journal. Remote workers feel lonely and disconnected at home, and in-office workers enjoy the companionship but resent the constraints of office life. So where is the balance? And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Hope that you have a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.